Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What's going on stage in Chicago? This week is brought to us by our friends at Cash 85 Seafood and Premium Steaks. The thing I love about this opening music that we have for our theater music, I have yet to see one group of performers come in that the moment that this music comes on, don't spontaneously start singing and dancing where they're doing. As our group did this morning, the group that's called Artists Giving Back. If you watched the WGN TV morning news, you saw them on with us this week, and they did a fantastic. They did a bunch of fantastic songs from the musical Rent. That's for World AIDS Day, which is this coming Tuesday, and they are putting on a full staging of this classic award-winning musical at the Athenaeum Theater this coming Tuesday night at 7:30. And we'll meet Artists Giving Back, and they're going to perform for us coming up in a second. Also joining us this morning is my pal John Peller, who is the president and CEO of the AIDS Foundation, the beneficiary group of this performance of Rent that will take place on Tuesday night. John, welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Good morning, Dean. Thanks for having all of us in.
It's good to have you all here today and talking about World AIDS Day, which is a day of awareness, right?
That's correct. It's Tuesday, December 1st, celebrated around the world. And we're so thrilled that the folks at Artists Giving Back are helping us commemorate with the benefit performance of Rent.
How different the problem of HIV and AIDS has become since AIDS Walk first started. That's when I first got involved with the AIDS Foundation over many years ago, back in the early 90s, maybe something like that. The problem certainly was before that. But how this problem has evolved and changed and morphed is really quite interesting. And I guess the challenge for you as the president and CEO of this organization.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen tremendous progress in the fight against HIV. And in particular, we've seen, for example, a 90% drop in new HIV cases among injection drug users because we have technology and services available like needle exchanges that provide sterile syringes to people who inject drugs. We also have medications that will almost completely reduce the risk of someone transmitting HIV to their partners, as we all learned from Charlie Sheen's announcement a couple weeks ago. So tremendous optimism for the future in treating HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, yet there are still challenges for groups like AIDS Foundation because, you know, as we know, the city's broke, the state is broke. You know, practically every organization that did help to provide funding for organizations like yours and many other charitable groups are not getting funding anymore, right?
Absolutely, Dean. We still face tremendous work to do. About 16% of people with HIV don't know that they have the virus, and they're the ones who are most likely to transmit HIV to their partners because they're not on treatment. And that's really what's driving the HIV epidemic today. In addition, about a third of people with HIV know they're positive but aren't on treatment, and it's because of poverty, it's because of the stigma of HIV, it's because of discrimination against people with HIV, and just lack of access to resources and services.
Well, fortunately, there are groups like AIDS Foundation of Chicago that provide information, that provides advocacy, works for on behalf of people who are living with HIV and AIDS. And you've got tremendous fundraising things coming up, like this theatrical event that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But you have your annual World of Chocolate that's coming up also, which is a huge event and, may I add, hugely fun as well as a participant for many years.
Yes. Thursday, December 3rd at Union Station, we have 26 chocolatiers from restaurants around Chicago, like Chicago Athletic Association and the Peninsula Hotel, Uptown Brownie, that are going to be sampling their best chocolate creations, and of course cocktails, which is the fun part for me. So tickets are available at agechicago.org/chocolate.
Okay, it's a really a great event of noshing and sipping, but all the money goes to the AIDS Foundation, as does this performance of Rent that'll take place this coming Tuesday night. We'll introduce you to artists giving back. We'll hear them perform Seasons of Love when we come back next on WGN. John Peller is here, who's the CEO and president of the AIDS Foundation of Chicago, the wonderful organization that serves so many in the HIV and AIDS community in Chicago. They are the beneficiary of a performance, one night only, a full performance of Rent that will be put on by Artists Giving Back. This wonderful organization that we met actually through AIDS Walk, when because they performed at the opening ceremony, John, at AIDS Walk. That's how we first became aware of Artists Giving Back. But what a wonderful organization of talented people putting on this performance, with all the proceeds going to AIDS Foundation. And I know Peter Ruger because he is their go-to spokesperson for the group every time that we've had them on television. So, Peter, thank you for being here again. Let me just go down the line here and have everybody introduce themselves so we can meet everybody. Right. Well, let's do it this time with the microphone turned on. No, go ahead. Do it again, Peter.
Hi, I'm Peter Ruger.
There you go. Okay.
I'm Justin Callis. I'm the executive director of Artists Giving Back.
Colton Sheed.
Larry Trice.
Britton Gebhardt.
Jeffrey Heitch.
Kim Grossman.
All right. Nice to have you all here with us. So, Peter, why don't you tell us what Artists Giving Back is all about?
Sure. We're a not-for-profit here in Chicago, and our mission is to give young, talented artists, like the ones we have in our Rent cast, the opportunity to use their abilities and their talents to raise money for local charities and give back to the community.
So this is, in this particular case, it happens to be for the AIDS Foundation, but you do things for different organizations all the time, pretty much.
That's our goal. We're a brand new organization, and we're looking forward to hopefully partnering with other charities in Chicago that could use a little extra help, and the idea is to pair the artwork that we will create with them in order to help them with their mission. So that way, the art and the charities are working together to really get the message out and create some beautiful artwork, like Rent will be on Tuesday.
Yeah, so how did you decide to do this? I read someplace, I think it was on your website, artistgivingback.com, I think, it's because you were a little bit obsessed with the musical Rent. Is that correct?
That is true.
How many times have you seen it?
Oh, geez. Well, I have to admit, I first saw the movie when it came out, which purists will scoff at, but that was just where I was, as I saw the movie when it came out when I was in college, and I saw it 13 times in theaters, which was a little excessive.
It's a little obsessive.
But
I respect a little obsession like that. I respect that. But
thank you. It spoke to me. It was the passion and the music, and I was right at that age where I was really getting into singing, and it spoke to me, and the fight against AIDS was such a powerful thing. And I actually came to the AIDS Foundation through their marathon training program, Team to End AIDS, and that just sucked me in when I came back to Chicago, and it when I was thinking of a charity to work with, AIDS Foundation immediately came to mind, and Rent was the perfect fit, and it all just fit together. Rent as a fundraiser for an organization I love on World AIDS Day in Chicago, it all just clicked together
all
and became
sense.
This amazing project.
Yeah, all made sense. a question that a lot of people would ask with this, when Rent first came out, we were in the deepest part of the AIDS crisis, and being diagnosed with HIV or AIDS was a death sentence then. It's not anymore. Is it still as relevant as it was back then?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's still a very strong stigma in today's in this day and age against people with HIV and AIDS, and it's heartbreaking to hear of people who are afraid to talk about it and afraid to tell people that they have HIV and AIDS and feeling ashamed of it. And I think that's what's so beautiful about a show like Rent, is it reminds people, especially from my generation, where we didn't grow up in the same time as the Rent characters, and we get to remind people through the art that they are people, who sometimes need help, and organizations like the AIDS Foundation gives them the aid and the support that they need. And that's why it's so important to have projects like World AIDS Day Rent.
Okay, all right. So this production that you're putting on, and anybody, please feel free to jump in. I know Peter loves to dominate the conversation.
That's true.
He says he admits that's true. Tell us about the production that you're putting on. I mean, it's a full blown production, right? Let's take you.
Yeah, it's going to be a full production.
Britton, right?
Britton, yes.
Britton, who you're going to hear do the lead vocals here in just a minute, who's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a wonderful full realization of the show. We have great direction, great choreography, wonderful costumes, and what's going to be a really interesting set. So I think it's going to be something you don't want to miss.
Oh, wait, and you've got a special guest too, right?
We do.
Who's going to be joining you?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Mr. Steve Grand will be joining us as a special guest performer for our performance of Rent.
That's awesome. That's very cool. All right, well, let's hear the signature song, the one that everybody knows from the musical Rent. It is Seasons of Love. It is the group's Artists Giving Back. They'll be at the Athenaeum Theater, which is 2936 North Southport in Chicago, 7:30 this coming Tuesday night. You can get tickets at athenaeumtheater.org or artistgivingback.org. Here are Artists Giving Back with Seasons of Love. That's fantastic. Really, really beautiful, as always. Artists Giving Back. The performance of Rent will be this coming Tuesday night, World AIDS Day, 7:30 p.m. at the Athenaeum Theater in Chicago, 2936 North Southport. You can get tickets at athenaeumtheater.org or artistgivingback.org. Great job, you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
Sounded really, really great. And, John, for the AIDS Foundation's event, the World of Chocolate event that's coming up, that's a little bit later in the week, right?
Yes, it's Thursday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. at Union Station, and you can get tickets at aidchicago.org/chocolate.
All right, very good. It's John Peller, Artist Giving Back. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it.